Happy new day. This is Alicia Brown, the joy guru and CEO of Fruition Publishing Concierge Services. Just reminding you of the power of a new day. So many want to use things like a new month or a new week. If that helps you, perfect. But I want you to just hone in on the power of a new day. So I'm going to share an example with you, which is my own. I made a goal that over the next few weeks, I wanted to lose 10 pounds. Actually, it was over the next 3 weeks. So when I jumped on the scale this morning, I noticed that 2 weeks in, I already lost my 10 pounds. Now, what do we learn from that? You know, first, I'm rejoicing because I'm like, yes, girlfriend, a week ahead of time, and you nailed it. So what does that mean? Where do we go from here? Well, let's backtrack a little bit because this is why it should matter to you. There is the power of making a decision. All success, all great feats, all small feats, everything results from the power of a decision. Until you decide to do something, it won't get done. You can be the greatest person. You can be the greatest expert. You can have the greatest idea of all time. But until you decide, nothing happens. Now, it's important that once you make a decision, you back it with action. You have strategy. You know, it's not just about talk. Because a lot of people in their mind, there's like thousands of things running through. Some of the poorest people are sitting on millions because the millions are in their ideas, but they're still in poverty because they won't take action. Don't leave money on the table. So sometimes, you know, we psych ourselves out because we're all about the action. Oh, come on. You want to lose weight, you know, 10 pounds in a few weeks. Haven't you made that decision before? Haven't you tried that before? Haven't you failed? You know the different plans. You know, yeah, you can lose weight, but it's all going to come back. See, sometimes our mindset, we psych ourselves out. Or we're waiting for the perfect time. I'll tell you what the perfect time is. The perfect time is when you make a decision first and then follow that with action, which is a commitment to make it happen. And then you have the strategy that you execute for success. And in that, if one thing doesn't work or it doesn't work as well as you want it to, you can go back to the drawing board and tweak things. You don't just throw the whole thing out and say, forget it. This is proof that I can't win. So I want you to take today the power of a new day. See, it doesn't matter what happened yesterday. Honestly, doesn't even matter what happened an hour ago. You can decide right now from this point forward to make a decision. Let yourself, allow yourself, give yourself permission to make a decision for those things you really want. And then breathe. Pause before you start getting out that paper and doing all these things. Don't pause for too long. Remember, pauses are just brief, not stop. But pause. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel good about what you just decided. Visualize yourself accomplishing those things. Visualize yourself being successful. Actually, you need to visualize the highest position, the highest picture, the big picture you would see with 100% success. Bask in that picture. Bask in that vision. Imagine what it feels like. Walk that red carpet. Walk in it in your vision. And then breathe. Say positive affirmations to yourself. Confirm in your heart. Don't you walk away writing anything down. Don't make a note. Don't call anyone. Don't go to your computer or your phone until you can feel that thing in the pit of your stomach. And it feels good to see yourself at that level winning. And when you get there, now walk from that decision and strategize your next actions. Your next actions should be to come up with a strategy, not immediately go do it. It's not like, oh, I'm hungry, go fix something to eat. No, this is the strategy to get what you just affirmed, what you just decided, what you just committed to. What do you need? What do you already have? It's not necessary majority of times to reinvent the wheel. You already have everything you need. So once you affirm that in your spirit, then what are the steps you need to take? What's the time frame? Make those SMART goals. Be specific. Measurable. It has to be measurable. So what's the investment? How much money is required? What materials are required? What time frame? We can go on and on and on. You can look up SMART goals, and if you message me, I'll send it to you with some helpful tips. But today, in this moment, I want you to decide. Because without a decision, nothing will happen. Visions, where you could be, all of that. You can do all of the things I just said and feel good about it. But until you decide, you won't take action. And until you take action or, you know, make a strategy to take action, you won't commit. And then it becomes a good idea that never comes to fruition. And you don't need that. You're not going to die with your best work in you or die leaving money on the table. You're going to live and thrive, and it starts today. Start today. So you be blessed. I am reveling in this 10-pound weight loss in 2 weeks. And since I'm a week ahead of my goal, I'm going to try even harder. Let's see if we can get 5 more pounds off within the next week. And you know what? If we don't, if we get 1 pound, 2 pounds, 3 pounds, I guarantee you, you'll lose more if you shoot for a higher goal than if you shoot for the lesser one. But you always have the ability to edit your life. You always have the ability to go back and perfect the thing. But it starts with the power of decision. So I've enjoyed this time with you. This is Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru. And to follow me, make sure you go to thejoyguru.net, where you can find all my links on social media, as well as my links to my other brands. So nothing I wish you today but peace and prosperity. From Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.